it's like the gym, right? The more you see results, the more you're going to want to go. And so
yeah,
the more you pray and the more you see God do little things in your life and just little things that like shows you that like he really is here.
Yeah.
And he's surrounding you and the Holy Spirit's around you. Like when you see little things, and especially if it's something I pray about and he answers, it's like, whoa.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crooked Sticks, the community of conversation. I am your host, Gabriel Brown, and welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're watching this right now on YouTube, then this is also on the channel Gabriel Be Planted. Or if you're listening to this on wherever you listen to podcasts, then you're listening to Crooked Sticks Podcast. So welcome. I have a very special guest with me today, and I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then I'm going to tell you the story about, I guess, how we had this episode today. But by all means, man.
Awesome. Hey, I'm Brian Coleman. I'm a senior here at High Point. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. And so kind of met Gabe through Brandon. Mutual friends, yeah. One of my close teammates and friends, Brandon. And so we've kind of just been, you know, mutual friends for 2 years now. And then, you know, after Gabe started all the Crooked Sticks and stuff, I started kind of following along closely and then kind of reached out to him about a month or two ago. And then here we are right now.
That's literally it, man. That's literally we're here. It's crazy because Brandon's been on the show, I would say, multiple times now. So at least everyone who's seen him or has heard his voice, they're very familiar with Brandon. But yeah, man, I guess I don't really have any plan for today's episode other than I wanted to just touch on why you felt like you wanted to reach out. 'Cause you sent some stuff to me on Instagram. And I guess I want to know more about, why you felt the need to reach out, and then just kind of like where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been, you know, I think as a lot of Christians and a lot of people, I've kind of had a very up and down relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And now being a senior, it's definitely like, you know, I kind of started this whole thing and like maybe I'll go like the very beginning of senior year, and I was kind of going through a lot in the summer, and honestly like this time last year towards the end of summer, there's just kind of a lot going on in my life, you know, kind of a lot of sin, falling into a lot of temptation, and just, you know, doing a lot of earthly things but not like things for God.
Yeah.
And so I kind of looked at myself in the mirror one day and I was like, you can either go down, you have one of two paths to go down. You can go down this path of sin and temptation and just doing all these things for yourself and for your flesh, or you can go down this path and follow God more and, you know, live a more Christian life and find community and everything. And so I was like, I'm a senior, like it's time to kind of ground down, bear down, you know, time to start looking for jobs and everything. And like, so it kind of, that kind of happened for me. And so like the, you know, past like 6-7 months, I've just been really kind of grounded in my faith. And then, like I said, I've been following Crooked Sticks for a while and, you know, listening to little clips from certain episodes, and then kind of like we talked to earlier, kind of following like your whole series through Job and just like kind of reading all of your little posts and stuff and everything. And so one thing that I've struggled here at High Point, and it's not even like High Point itself, but just being in college, is finding community, community with people in faith and finding other Christians. And so I love the Nito says this, garbage in is garbage out. And so you know, it's also, you know, says in the Bible, like who you hang around and who you, you know, spend time with is who you become. And so I wanted to start, you know, finding and building community with with people in faith. And so I just been following your stuff, and I was like, I just felt called by God to reach out to you, even just to, you know, do a Bible study or just kind of just talk and, you know, just chop it up about the Lord and just like testimonies and faith and everything. Like that's what I felt called to do. And then you kind of got in touch with me, and you know, although schedules do get busy, you know, we're at the beginning of spring break right now, and it just kind of worked out great and everything. So that's kind of where I kind of was, how it kind of led me here and everything. So
all right, awesome, man. That's good. Yeah, no, who you hang around is important. And not only that, just, yeah, what you're putting in. There's a scripture that says, I don't know which one you were talking about, but I do know that there's one that talks about, like, we're not defiled by the things that come into us, but what comes out of us. But what comes out of us is a reflection of what's coming into us. So that was more of, like, Jesus talking about, like, the Pharisees were talking about things defiling them by just their appearance or their or coming in contact with them, like remotely, right? Coming in contact with people who sinned or people who I guess they viewed as lesser than them, that affected their standing with God. And Jesus comes along and points out, like, no, you're actually being defiled by what's coming out of you. And that really just kind of shifted the narrative about that. So who you hang around is so important, because, and not just who you hang around, but, you know, what you listen to, what you watch, what you read, you know what I'm saying? Like, it comes down to everything we consume, because at the end of the day, we are consuming something, you know? But that's awesome, man. I have a question for you. What was that? What was that pivotal moment where I guess you kind of realized, like, all right, this has got to change from here on out? Or at what moment did God reveal to you this other path you can take, and where you took that path with confidence?
I would say, so I spent my last 2 summers in Cape Cod doing internships.
Okay.
And so...
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Raleigh, so okay. I'm from North Carolina. Okay. So for me, going to Cape Cod, it was like me going to college almost, like being away from family, being away from home.
Yeah.
But kind of like I've alluded to, like, I fell into a lot of sin, and I did a lot of things that I regret. Mm-hmm. And so I think eventually it came to a point where I was like, this isn't who I want to be. Mm-hmm. This is not how my parents raised me to be.
Yeah.
No, I grew up in the church, and I had a really good relationship with God, and I did, you know, a lot of things, you know, with people in the church. I did a lot of community-based service projects and all this stuff. And once I got to college, I kind of lost it all.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's part of it, too, is, like, you have to, you know, you're always going to fail, right? Mm-hmm. And you're always going to sin, and, you know, it's okay. Like, I mean, obviously I don't strive to do it, but it happens. And so I eventually just, like, something happened, and I was just, like, I just always remember being, like, no matter what I did, no matter what I listened to, being unfulfilled and like almost having like a void that just was waiting to be filled.
Yeah.
And so and like I said, like, I kind of gone to church on and off throughout my 4 years here at High Point, and nothing really stuck with me. And then so it was really that moment I was like, I'm gonna turn to God. And so I started kind of getting more into the Bible and just reading scripture, and I think for me it was praying more.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like trying to say one prayer a day, it was like trying to pray for whatever I do, whether I'm eating food or going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like we kind of talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Just some quick, and just trying to put God in all aspects of my life. And then, long story short, I got connected to this church called Emmanuel. Mm-hmm. It was a church plant. Mm-hmm. And so I got invited by a friend to go to dinner. Had no idea what I was getting into.
Right.
I just got texted like, yeah, you're coming to dinner. I'm picking you up in 10. I was like, all right. So I met this pastor, and his name is Jacob Morrison, and his wife Lizzie. And then they have 3 kids, Grady, Nora, and an 18-month-old child named Molly. Mm-hmm. And so they just poured into me over this whole night and talked to me about God and my kind of like upbringing and what led me to honestly being in their house, right?
Yeah.
And so I started going to this church, and I think it was like that moment of like being involved and finding community with people. And it's a church plant, so it's a lot smaller congregation as well. And so and my friend that told me about the church, they weren't there the first time I went. So I kind of went in there not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
And it was in that moment where everyone was just so sweet and welcoming, and everyone just came up to me. I was like, like, this is where I need to be. This is where God called me to be right now. And so it really has completely changed who I've been, the community and the people I've met there, and the relationship I built with the pastor and his family has just been amazing. So I think it was like kind of that moment before senior year, and then the little things leading up to it that's kind of led me to, you know, really kind of changing my path, and I'm living a more kind of Christian life and spending more time with God.
That's good. You said something about, I guess, really just the community aspect. And then also another thing I want to talk about was like the implementation of including God in every part of your life as much as you could. Let's start with the community aspect first. So why do you feel like that community that you found was so important, so transformative?
Because I remember growing up as a kid in church, like a lot of my closest friends and family were all church family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you spend every Sunday with them. You know, you go through Sunday school. You do a lot of things outside of church together. And so I think that kind of almost like set a foundation in me to, you know, to kind of propel my faith down the road, whether, you know, it took me 4 years to kind of get back into it. And so I think finding that was big for me, because it not only gave me a community of faith, but it gave me a community of people outside of school itself that, you know, it gives me like an escape from campus. You know, I think like I'm someone that like I get so into the moment, and I get in such like a bubble that I close myself off to things. And so I think finding this group of people and just investing myself into them and their kids, and even like I was there like maybe a month or 2 months, and like I said, they're a church plant, so they're new within the last year and a half. So they're starting up a youth program. And so like there was no better feeling than when I got a call. I was actually, because I live over in Village, and I was got a call, and I thought it was just a random number, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to answer it. And it was actually one of the ladies from church, and she was like, hey, I want you to, you know, I think you're really gifted with kids, and you're just like a really big inspiration in our church, and like we would love for you to like help lead our youth group. And so now I'm kind of like helping this church, like we've been, you know, go through planning process and start like helping them with their youth, you know, ministry.
That's sweet, man.
And Sundays and stuff. And so I think it was just, it was positive for me, because like I love working with kids. I'm a kid at heart. You know, you can ask any of my friends, I'm just an absolute goober, and I just like having a good time. And so
that was funny.
And so I think it was just, it's a great community, because it's a good mix of young and kind of just like kids that are innocent, and they don't know about God. They're just gonna look at us as role models, and they're just gonna accept and love him for who he is. And so I think that's so important, is like trying to pour into them. But it's a community of, you know, a couple young professionals, you know, people that are my age, and then also, you know, a couple of people that are a little older, and then they're just like really wise, and they're just awesome, whether it's a Bible study or just even being at church to just kind of talk to me and give me wisdom. And so that's why I think it's been important, because it's something I haven't really had. And but it's an amazing outlet for me to talk to people about, you know, my relationship with God, how they found God, and how they, you know, found him when they were in my shoes. And so I think that's why it's been really important, and it's been really transformative for me, because it's made me a more, I think, godly person, but also just like I'm just happy. Like, it's they're just great people, and they always make me smile, and they think that's, like, you know, I try to pour into other people here and just try to be, like, the way they treat me is how I want to treat other people, because they treat me really great over there, and it's all because of the man upstairs.
That's right. So that's what's up, man. That's awesome.
What, and I guess the second part of that question was, you talked about how you decided to start making God a part of your everyday life in different capacities. And I think that's really important, because I think a lot of times it's easy to confine our relationship with God to the walls that we're used to, which is just church, right? It's easy to confine God to, I go to church, I go home, and that's it, you know? Like, my faith ends where the church story begins, you know? And, like, if that's the only place we're experiencing God, remember, he created this whole world, you know? So it's like we'll only experience God to the capacity in which we allow him to be a part of our everyday life. And so how has, how did you recognize that you needed to make him a part of the different parts of your life? And then also, like what are some examples of, like, what that looks like for you?
Yeah, so I'll give you kind of like a picture that someone told me about two and a half, three years ago.
Yeah.
It was just after my freshman year. And so the analogy he gave me is, like, you have a dresser, right? Like something you have in your room. And so, you open up one little drawer, and it's like family. You open up the next drawer, for me, baseball and school. You open up another drawer, and it's like friends. And so then it's like you open up this drawer, it's like God. Like, God has a drawer. And so, but you're closing yourself off. And God needs to be at the center of every relationship you have.
Yeah.
Especially whether it's with the significant other or your parents. And so the way he told me is, like, the way it should be is God is the drawer, right? God is the drawer. And so because of God, you have friends and you have family that you can love and pour into because of God. But God's also in that drawer with you. And then you have baseball, but I have baseball because of God. And so everything that we ever have in our lives wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for God. And so I think putting that into perspective of, for example, like the gym, right?
Right.
If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been up today. I wouldn't have been breathing. I wouldn't have been able to come here and to better myself. Like, I know in the Bible it says, like, treat your body like a temple. And so, you know, I'm able to lift weights because of him. So I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to glorify him while I do that. And so it's really just trying to, like, I guess in terms of just, like, try to implement him at all points of your life, whether it's just, like, a prayer or it's how you act and how you are. It's kind of complex a little bit, but, like, the way I do it is just, like, try to have God present in whatever you do. So it's simple, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just like, it's kind of hard to put into words, but I just try to remember that analogy. And so
the drawer, that's good. I like that.
Everything is possible because of him. And so I need to glorify him as best as I can. And also, like, helps me, not forget about him whenever I do.
Yeah. Have you noticed a kind of impact that has had on you? Like, what has making God a part of your everyday life, how have you noticed, like, how that's affected you or changed you in some way?
It's made me completely just more happy.
Yeah.
I think just, like, being at peace, knowing that there is a life for me after death, and knowing that there is a creator and God that loves me so much that even when I mess up in my life. And no one's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everyone, you know, everyone fails. I mean, geez, I probably failed multiple times today, and I, you know.
Yeah.
But I think having the comfort of knowing that mm-hmm. has just made me more at peace with my life and going around, knowing that, mm-hmm. you know, he knows my every move. He knows what's going to happen before I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I think when you really, like, put that into perspective and you really believe it, because it's tough to believe. Like, let me tell you, like, it's tough to believe that God has the right path for you at times. But, like, I've noticed when I've put my full faith in him and I've submitted to him and I've let him work in my life, he's done amazing things. He's put tremendous people in my life. Mm-hmm. He brought me community. Mm-hmm. He brought me to a church. I, you know, it took 3.5 years, but I found a church in this area that I've been fully committed to, and I've been able to help and serve in, and it's like also helped me bring back being like a servant and like being giving towards others, because I find joy in seeing other people be happy. That's what makes me, like, that's what fulfills me. And so being able to do that in a church capacity and watch these kids grow in God and grow in their faith together and build that foundation, so then when they get to, you know, our ages and even past that, they can stay grounded in their faith.
Yeah.
Even through temptations and sin and all of that. And so watching God put certain people and little things in my life has kind of helped me really see that. And so it's also helped me, you know, the more you see things, it shouldn't be this way, but like, it's like the gym, right? The more you see results, the more you're going to want to go. And so the more you pray and the more you see God do little things in your life and just little things that like shows you that like he really is here.
Yeah.
And he's surrounding you and the Holy Spirit's around you. Like when you see little things, and especially if it's something I pray about and he answers, it's like, whoa. And so it makes you want to keep doing it. And so it makes you want to keep... God is here. God loves me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to keep going to church. I'm going to keep trying to read scripture and to understand what he's speaking to me today.
Yeah.
And so once I really just like did it and I was consistent.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, my life is changing for the better.
Yeah.
And I'm turning into a whole new person. And I know that because someone really close to me said, you know, they saw a difference in me and how I'm just like a really genuine good person and that like you're a godly person. Like once I heard that,
that's a compliment. I was like, if someone calls you a godly person, that hits.
I got chills, man.
That hits. That's like, that's not even me.
It's not me either.
What I'm saying. Like, you're saying, like, I can't even take credit for that, but like,
That
hits home.
It's powerful. And it's like, it just shows you, like, you know, God's working through me and hopefully I'm touching other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it brings them to the kingdom of God, whether it turns them into a Christian, like, I would love that, right? Like, I want to help anyone. I want to be a resource for anyone. But if I can just be a good person every single day.
Yeah.
That's what I want to strive to do. To be a light in someone else's world, because you know you never know what someone's going through. They could be in the darkest moments of their life, and if you just smile at them, you know, one of the things that I love to do is, no matter who I talk to, I always just tell them, have a blessed day. Whether it's, you know, I'm coming through the security gate, they're like, can I see your ID, share whatever, like, I hope you have a blessed day. Like, and I truly mean that. Like, I want, when I say that, I want God to protect them, and I want God to look over that person. And so, but I'm far from being a godly man. You know, I've had my fair shares of trials and tribulations and failures, but because Jesus had the ultimate sacrifice, and he washed us in his blood, and he died on the cross for me and for you and for everyone else, that we can fail, and it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
And so once you people understand that, and you try, God just wants you to try. Like, if you really look at it in the grand scheme of things, like, if you try and you repent and you just be a good person, like, that's what it's all about. So
I'm about to restart the camera real quick.
You're good.
Good.
I'm just listening or thinking about some of the things that you said, because that's huge, man. I think what's really profound is the amount of growth that you've had, and then you being able to see that amount of growth. Kind of like what you explained at the gym. It's like, if you go to the gym and you're working out consistently and you start to see progress, you're going to be encouraged by that to press in deeper into the gym. You're going to see what other workouts you can learn, or how you can train harder, or how you can continue to get more results that you're getting. But it also just kind of develops in you a consistency that you said, which I think is really important. And I think a lot of times people can get discouraged in their faith because they don't see the progress that they want to see. Or they don't see, well, yeah, let's just start there. They don't really see the progress that they want to see. And I think it's a mixture, right? Like, God cares about our hearts, but our fruits also should not be separate from that, right? Like, our heart matters when we're seeking God. But even what you said about you just kind of seeking God in all these ways, the word says, seek and you shall find. And so I think the difference with you now, which I don't know you then, but the difference with you now that I see is that you're seeking God and you mean it. And when people seek God and they mean it, they'll find him. God isn't going to hide himself from someone who seriously wants to find him. And I think in some ways we have to be honest with ourselves when we're seeking God. Are we truly seeking him? Are we truly desiring him? Do we want to be in his presence? Yes, the Holy Spirit is within us. Yes, the Lord walks with us. But, you know, it's another thing to truly seek the Lord. And it's kind of like, there's a story in the Bible about someone who lost their a day's wage or something. She, like, lost this coin, and she searched for it, like, continuously. And then when she found it, she called up all her friends and they rejoiced and had like a feast and celebrated. And Jesus compared that celebration and the meaning of that celebration to what happens in heaven when people choose to repent from seeking the Lord. And it's like, in that time, you know, the amount of money that they lost would have been a considerable amount of money, right? So it's like losing something profound, seeking it, and then now it's been found, all you can do is just be grateful. And that joy overflows into the lives of other people, the lives you're closest with, right?